From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The House is due to begin debate this hour on a bill to repeal the nation's health care law. A vote is scheduled for tomorrow. Meanwhile, North Dakota's Democratic Senator Kent Conrad announced today he won't seek re-election next year, a move that could help pave the way for a shift in the Senate. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Conrad's decision to retire follows the recent departure of North Dakota's two other congressional Democrats.
By the time Kent Conrad's fifth term is over next year, the 62-year-old will have spent nearly half his life in the U.S. Senate. Conrad now says in a statement that after months of consideration, he's decided not to seek a sixth term. The Budget Committee chairman adds that with serious challenges, such as the $14 trillion debt, he'd rather spend his remaining time in the Senate trying to solve problems than be distracted by a re-election campaign. Conrad, who's seen as a centrist, has led efforts in Congress to address growing fiscal deficits. But he's also seen the departure of his two closest friends in Congress with last year's retirement of Byron Dorgan, who'd served as the other Democratic senator from North Dakota, and the defeat of North Dakota House Democrat Earl Pomeroy. Both their seats are now held by Republicans. David Wellman, NPR News, The Capitol.
Turkey and Qatar are working on the diplomatic front to help resolve Lebanon's political crisis. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports some schools are closed and security forces are on alert to watch for unrest in the streets of Beirut.
Just days after Lebanon's government collapsed in a dispute over the case of the 2005 assassination of Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, a draft indictment was handed to a pretrial judge for the UN-backed special tribunal. Prosecutor Daniel Bellmare said the names in the draft indictment will remain under seal unless and until a judge agrees the evidence warrants a trial and decides to unseal the information.
In the meantime, any speculation about the contents of the indictment would be counterproductive, as the pretrial judge may not agree with me.
Hezbollah fears its members may be implicated in the assassination, although it denies any involvement. Lebanese security forces were on alert for unrest in the streets as Turkish and Qatari officials traveled to Beirut to explore ways of forming a new government. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
The L.A. Unified School District reports two students have been injured when a gun discharged at Gardena High School. There are no further reports about what happened. Police are on the scene. A rock and roll icon has died. Promoter and producer John Kirshner gave a stage for major rock acts, including Bruce Springsteen, Pink Floyd, Kiss, and the Ramones, with his weekly program Don Kirshner's Rock Concert. Before that, he was behind the growth of bubblegum music and the rise of classic songwriters such as Neil Sedaka and Carole King. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 60 points, the Nasdaq is up 6. This is NPR. The Federal Communications Commission has given the go-ahead for Comcast to take over NBC Universal. Comcast is the nation's largest cable company. It's been given permission to buy a 51% stake in NBC. Comcast will pay General Electric nearly $14 billion in cash and assets. Boeing is again postponing the first delivery date for its new fuel-efficient jet airplane, the 787 Dreamliner, this time until the third quarter of this year. NPR's David Shaper reports the announcement of the delay had been expected and is actually good news for the company's stockholders.
Chicago-based Boeing says first delivery of the oft-delayed Dreamliner will now happen sometime between July and September instead of next month, as had previously been planned. But industry experts and analysts had expected a much more significant delay following an electrical fire on a test flight in early November that forced an emergency landing. And investors are embracing the news of the new delivery schedule, sending Boeing's stock price up. After the November test flight fire, Boeing's stock price plummeted nearly 10%. Boeing is implementing a software fix in the plane and resumed limited flight testing for the cutting-edge, lighter-weight, fuel-efficient 787 Dreamliner in December. The much-heralded plane is already 3 years behind schedule because of supply chain and production delays. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
President Obama has ordered a review of all regulations designed to boost economic growth. He says while some government regulations protect the public, others place unreasonable burdens on business that stifle innovation and job creation. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.